I will present here a short test of a large, both in size and price, 250 pounds, 60 centimeters by 60 centimeters LED panel, offering control of temperature and white brightness levels via a mobile app. I'll check if it can be easily swapped with the firmware so as to free it from the cloud and connect it with Home Assistant. The topic originated from the fact that a colleague outside the forum was looking for some series of large LED panels that could be easily freed from the cloud and connected to HA, and I undertook to perform preliminary tests of the already selected candidate. Purchase of Eggpan Smart 6025 panel. We bought the panel on a Polish auction site for a whole 250 zloty. We had planned to buy several, but we took one as a test to know if it would be suitable for connecting to the Home Assistant, if anything. Here's a screenshot of the listing. Parameters, note the manufacturer's code, Eggpan Smart 606025. It seems to be an abbreviation for Ego Smart Panel 60 by 60 by 2.5. There are no specifics there. Let's still see the dimensions of the panel. Let's see what we get in practice. It wasn't very well protected. No styrofoam, just a little filler macrofoam they gave to the package. In the cardboard box is the panel and driver, already without any additional protection from damage in transit. Let's take a look at the box some more. We also have a QR code. It leads to the Ego Smart app, which unfortunately is not compatible with Tuya. We won't hook this device up to Tuya if we have a home on it. The other side of the light, driver's markings are YL42800AK51, Wi-Fi. Instructions, pairing with the manufacturer's app. For Tuya products, I don't test this at all anymore, but since it's an Ego Smart, I figured it was worth checking to see if it could be paired easily. I put the device into pairing mode according to the instructions, and the lamp started giving light signals. Interestingly, the phone showed bars from PWM brightness level control. Application I installed on an iPhone. Its interface somewhat resembles that of Tuya, but there are far fewer devices. I gave directions to my Wi-Fi and waited for a response. Success. It wasn't that hard. So what does the interface look like in the application? The capabilities of the manufacturer's application. The application's interface is quite poor. But what more can you expect here? Of course, simple timers and automations are there. There is some grouping by room, some sharing by phone numbers, some device parameters, effects. But we want to free the device from the cloud and connect it to HA. So it's time to look inside. Inside of the LED controller, I didn't open the LED panel itself, because why should I? Everything is in a separate box. The wires are protected quite nicely. We take a look, and disappointment. There is some exotic Wi-Fi module, EMW3071, made by MX Chip. In fact, I have already encountered one similar one. The RGBCW on MX Chip EMW3072. Ego Star Smart 1872 18W RGB plus CCT. Is there any documentation of EMW3071 on the web? This means we have a Cortex M4F core here. Displacements. This strongly reminds me of TYWE2S and CB2S WB2S. The power and ground locations also match. Apparently, MX Flasher can program it. There is also bootloader information. But let's go back to the board analysis. There must be separate inverters. One for the LEDs, the other for the Wi-Fi module. The one for LEDs is based on the AC874B. The module doesn't seem so bad. There's a solid heatsink. There are filters on the input, and it's quite rich, which you don't always find in Chinese products. The transformer has a Y capacitor that connects the primary and secondary sides. It's time to free the wires and remove the entire PCB. Much of the circuit is made using SMT technology. You can clearly see the separate sides, primary and secondary, of the circuit. Here is the Wi-Fi module connected. 3.3 volts for the Wi-Fi module is provided by the BP8516. Only its input voltage is up to 20 volts, so it is not powered directly from the mains. Here there must be a different inverter beforehand. The NCE0117K MOSFET, SS510B diode, and a small control.